This should be a memorable day. Unless I'm mistaken, it is the first day of recollection sponsored for the associates, lay associates of the priesthood here at Lake Villa. Am I correct? I suppose in our opening homily, we should say something about the purpose of the handmaids of the precious blood and the purpose of the lay associates of the priesthood. We all know that God became man in order that he might suffer and die on the cross for our salvation. In other words, God as God could not, because he is divine, suffer to expiate our sins. That is why he became a human being, able to suffer, shed his blood, and die. Christ willingly undergoing his passion and death is what we mean by Christ's priesthood. The priesthood of Christ is the humanity of Christ, which the second person of the divinity assumed in order to offer himself as man for our salvation. The essence of the priesthood, therefore, is to offer sacrifice. Christ, therefore, was the first priesthood. His priesthood is the one that gained for us all the grace we need to be saved. However, though Christ, in his priesthood, gained all the grace that not one but a thousand world needs to be saved, but Christ's death on the cross, though it redeemed the world, strange to say, is not enough. Because the graces that Christ won for us on Calvary have to be communicated, have to be confirmed, have to be received. It is through the earthly priesthood offering Mass now the graces that Christ won for us on the cross are communicated. Why then do we have in the Catholic Church a priesthood? Protestants, as you know, do not believe that there is a priesthood now on earth. My definition of Protestantism is priestless Christianity. As Catholics, we believe Christ did institute a priesthood, not to make up for what is somehow missing in what Christ did. No. His death on the cross is enough to save the world many times over. But Christ wants that cross to be reenacted as a sacrifice every time Mass is offered. Why? In order that the graces won on Calvary might be communicated to a sinful world. Without a priesthood, without the Mass, there is no church, there is no Christianity, there is no Holy Eucharist. In other words, the priesthood is absolutely necessary for the well-being of the church. But having said that, you might ask yourself, why have lay associates of the priesthood? I'll tell you why. Because while there is a priesthood on earth today, this priesthood is going through its most difficult crisis, I think, in the history of the church. The evil spirit is doing everything in his power to weaken and, if possible, to break down the priesthood. You don't lose, as we did in the United States, since the close of the Council in 1965, we have lost 10,000 priests. Our seminaries in the United States have lost over 60% of their seminarians. The Archdiocese of Chicago had 7 ordinations this year. They used to have 50 and 60. Someone must help our priests. Help them remain faithful to their priesthood. Someone must obtain the grace that we will have vocations to the priesthood. I am teaching in New York. I'm leaving for classes on Monday. I taught in our Jesuits House of Studies here in Chicago. Until we had more women studying for the priesthood in the Jesuit seminary than we had Jesuit scholastics. The seminary closed, and I went to New York. A priest told me recently that when the Jesuit seminary closed in Chicago, he said a prayer of gratitude to God. Believe me, as one who has been teaching priests all his professional life, taught over 500 Jesuit priests, the Catholic priesthood is in a grave crisis. Nothing I can say could possibly exaggerate the gravity of the crisis. That is why the handmaids of the precious blood exists. to pray and sacrifice for priests. That Christ's priestly death on Calvary might bear the fruit through the graces that only a priest can obtain for a sinful world. No one else can offer Mass. No one else can consecrate the Holy Eucharist. No one else can absolve in the sacrament of confession. No one else under God has a right to teach the truth that God became man to reveal, except those who are validly consecrated and ordained, or those whom they delegate. The handmaids have established, as you all know, the lay associates of the priesthood. In order to join with them in obtaining from a merciful God the light and the strength for Catholic priests, which they desperately need to remain faithful to their priesthood. Not too many years ago, I read of all places in the Philadelphia Daily Paper that out of 50 priests ordained at Mundelein in 1 year, at that time, one half had already left the priesthood. We get the priests we deserve. I don't have to tell any of you the problems which the Catholic Church is facing. All those problems, and they are legion, can be summarized in one word: priesthood. As long as the priests are firm of their faith, loyal to the Christ who ordained them, faithful in proclaiming his doctrine, loyal to the Pope, chaste, the Catholic Church is flourishing. Weak priests, unfaithful priests, disloyal priests, disobedient priests harm the whole mystical body of Christ. As lay associates, you have the opportunity and the privilege to pray, and I mean pray, as you've never done before. Accept the courses that God gives you. Give up things to the Christ whom you love, that he might have mercy on a church that is mainly suffering because of her priests. I do a lot of public speaking. I've never given a homily as frank as this one. I trust I am speaking to friends. Pray for us, priests. Unworthy, God knows, we are. But mysteriously, in our unworthy hands, lies the well-being of the Catholic world. We need your help. Pray for us. Sacrifice for us. And trust that Jesus, who ordained us, will make us what we're supposed to be. Other Christ to a sinful world that must see Jesus Christ in his priests. In words that I cannot express, thank you for being here. Please God, you will receive many graces on this first day of recollection, not only for yourselves, but through you, for the priests, you will bring closer to our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.